We're doing the Netivot Shalom on Parshat Toldot, and we had seen last time that there's the strength of Yitzchak and the strength of Avram, and Yaakov combines the two. Meaning Avram's strength is the capacity to work out of Ava, Yitzchak's strength is to work out of Yir'ah, and Yaakov is the Emet, the capacity to combine the two. And then he says, "Val pi ze yesh levaer," and based on this we could explain Inyan Mechirat HaBchura LiYaakov. The whole concept of the sale of the rights to the firstborn to Yaakov. At first glance, you say, wait a second. You can't change the fact. Whoever was born first is first. How are you going to change that? So it's a fact of nature. He is the firstborn or he isn't. That the child that's born first, there's a reason why he gets a greater inheritance. In certain respects, he has more of the father within him. That's why he's taking a double lot in the inheritance. As our sages taught, when the Torah says, "Kabeid et avicha, ve'et imecha," honor your father and your mother, our sages said the ve'et is to encompass achicha agadol. They have to honor your elder brother as well. So there's an element of him that he's representing the parents more than others. Yes. I don't know what he means to say yet. Meaning, I can explain to you the way I understand it, but then that's me talking and not him. So let's wait and hear him out, and then we'll see if we still have a question. Yes?
This might be a little bit off topic, but are you supposed to also give this sort of honor to the oldest sibling if it's a sister, not a brother, or is it the oldest?
That's a good question.
Just a boy.
What?
Just a boy.
I don't remember. There's one of the commentaries on the side that says either this way or that way, and I don't remember which way it goes.
So it could possibly be like an older sibling, which is a sister, has to honor the younger brother?
No, that not. Sorry. שחייב לכבדו משום שיש בו חלק גדול יותר מאב, ואם כן, הרי עשיו בכל במציאות. So Esav, it's a fact. He is the firstborn. ומה שייך למכור זאת? So what? How can you sell that? So, in order to understand this, he says, "The leidat Yishmael kodem liYitzchak." At first glance, you say, "Wait a second! Then Yishmael was born before Yitzchak too." Ein ze mechamat shu bechor, ela leotzi kodem asigim shel midat ahava shel Avraham. That's not because he was the firstborn of Avram, but because there were impurities, so to speak, in Avram's love, and those impurities had to be removed. And that came out in Yishmael. Shezayah Yishmael. That's what Yishmael represents. The impurities in Avram's service of Hashem out of love. V'rak achakach ya Yitzchak yachol yivaled. And only afterwards could Yitzchak come to the world. U'mikol makom etzei Yitzchak midat ha'gvura ya tzarich mikodem lehotzi asigim shel midat ha'gvura al yedei Esav. Yitzchak also had impurities in his gvura, in his might, in his awe of Hashem. And those also, those imperfections had to be removed, and they were through Esav. He's like the sediment. He's the impurities. Shaya motarot agvura, v'rak chakach ya yechol Yaakov latzet. And only after you got rid of those extras, those impurities, could Yaakov come out. V'ainu shebetzem lo haya Esav habechor amiti, ela asigim mamotarot shemidat Yitzchak. So that's this concept that Esav represents the excess with the Yitzchak's strength. We said Avram's strength is love. And Avram's strength had excess, and that excess came out in Yishmael. Yitzchak comes out clean. Yitzchak had the midah of gvura, the might, the awe, and that had excess, and that came out in Esav, and then Yaakov comes out clean. Do I understand what I'm talking about? No. Let's read further, and maybe it'll get clear. You know, you could say a lot of things, but I don't know what he means. Let's see. ועל פי דברי דבריו הקדוש יתבר עניין מאמר חז"ל אנוכי ולא יהיה לך בדיבור אחד נאמרו. Based upon this concept, we could also understand that our sages say that the first two commandments were said in unison. The commandment of I am Hashem your God and you shall not have another God. שצריך ביור מה מדרגה מיוחדת בזה שנאמרו בדיבור אחד. We have to understand what's unique, what's so special that you get these two commandments said at once. So, and what difference would it make if they'd be said separately? What difference does that make? So we could explain Kol mitzvot aseh shem imidat ahava. When Hashem says, I am Hashem, you are God, Hashem is speaking about a relationship between us. Hashem is speaking about the relationship of love that's between us. And that encompasses all the mitzvot that stem from the midat ahava. And those are the proactive mitzvot, he says. The mitzvot aseh. The lo yelecha, when the Torah says, you shall not have any being that you worship other than me, so that is a lav, that's a prohibition, and that encompasses all the prohibitions, nimidat ha'ira. The prohibitions, he says, are the concept of awe, of fear, which is not his own idea. There's Rabbeinu Uvadia Mibar Tenura, I think, that expands on this in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says, "Al tiyuka avadim hamshamshim tarav al mnat lekabel pras." Antigonus ish socho kibel mishmona tzadik. Who ayam er al tiyuka avadim hamshamshim tarav al mnat lekabel pras? Elavuka avadim hamshamshim tarav shelo al mnat lekabel pras. Don't be like servants who work for wages, but do it out of love. V'imorah shamayim alechem. And then he says, "But also be God fearing." So he's saying both. So Rabbeinu Vadim Bar Tenura, and that Mishnah expands and says, yeah, that's the concept our sages said, avod me'ava, avod me'ira. You have to work out of love, you have to work out of fear. And the commentaries over there expand that love gets us to do the proactive mitzvahs better, but it won't hold us away from sin, from transgressing the prohibitions. You love someone, but you know, they'll understand. My wife will understand. The fear is what keeps a person in line from transgressing. And that's why we need both in the service of Hashem. So he says, Anochi corresponds to the mitzvahs out of love, that's the mitzvahs aseh. Lo yelecha encompasses the prohibitions that stem from fear. Ubao chazal ilamdenu shebdibur echad nemruz. Our sages say, these two, if we'd call them the master commandments about the unification, that there's one God. There's no one else to worship. Hainu shava v'ira nemru b'dibur echad. So these two concepts of love and fear, anochi, lo yelecha, were said in unison, lorot shashlimuti al yedei bet amidot yachad, to teach us that you can't just have one without the other. If you want wholeness, you have to use both. Sha'az avodai bishlimut uvikviut, then one's service is whole and consistent, b'chinat ha'emet ha'kemet la'ad. That's the trait of Yaakov, which is called truth, emet, which is eternal. Shezoi midato shel Yaakov titen emet li'Yaakov. But if you try to serve God always out of fear or always out of love, that will not last. There has to be that duality. The warmth, the relationship, and also the fear. He does run the world. And that's another reason why Yaakov is called the chosen of the forefathers. And then, emet ve'ira ke'echad. That's the idea of Yaakov, who could take these two concepts and unite them. That's Yaakov's trait. And that's what our sages taught. Someone who could really add joy to his Shabbos, have pleasure on Shabbos, he will have a portion without limits, the Gemara says. No limitations. As the verse says, you'll call the Shabbos a day of pleasure, a day of honoring the Hashem who is holy. Then you will have pleasure with Hashem. And I in turn will give you, Hashem says, the portion of Yaakov. And our sages explained, what's the pasuk saying? Not like Avram and Yitzchak, who were given the boundaries of their lot. Not that way, like Yaakov, but rather your lot is going to be like Yaakov, shekibel nachala bli mitzarim. Yaakov's lot had no limits, as the verse says in next week's parasha, ufaratzta yama v'kedma v'tzafon v'negba. God tells Yaakov, I want you to expand in every direction, north, south, east, west. V'abiyur b'zeh, so this is the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you can enjoy your Shabbos, so you should know the gift that God promises you is a lot without boundaries. And the explanation, why is it that we say, if you enjoy Shabbos, you get Yaakov's portion, that's a lot without any limitations. When it comes to the mitzvah of Shabbos, we have the same concept as the first two commandments. The first two commandments, we say, came out at once. I am Hashem, your God. You shall not have any God but me. Right? Those two. Aseh and Lo Taseh came out at once. Where else do Chazal say that two sentences were said simultaneously at once with regard to Shabbos? When the Ten Commandments are quoted in Parshas Yisro and in Parshas Veschanan, one time it says Shomer Yom HaShabbos, a prohibition, watch the day of Shabbos. And one time it says Zohar Yom HaShabbos, a proactive commandment, remember the day of Shabbos. So again, we have the same concept. Two commandments, one is proactive, one is prohibitive, and we say they both came out in unison. Ke'echod. Shamo v'zachol b'dibur echad ne'emru. They were both said at once. Shezachol mitzvat aseh mimidat ahava. The idea, remember Shabbos, means all week long I'm preparing for Shabbos. I set aside my yummy snacks for Shabbos. I'm remembering. It's a proactive commandment. That's the idea of love. V'shamo mitzvat lo taseh mimidat ha'ira. But the prohibition, watch that day of Shabbos, don't transgress it. That's a prohibition. It's prohibitive in nature. And that's the idea of fear. And here again, our sages say these two commandments came out at once. They came out of heaven. Shabbat Kodesh kolelet et bet hamidot, because the holy Shabbos encompasses both traits at once, both the truth, both the love and the fear. Asher yachdav me'avim shlemut. That combination is wholeness. V'zui midato shel Yaakov bechir avot. So that was Yaakov's trait. Alken, so that's what our sages said. He who can really enjoy Shabbos, zochel nachalat Yaakov. He merits for Yaakov's portion. Enjoying Shabbos means within the limitations of the prohibition. So I'm watching the prohibition, but I'm also doing the proactive. All too often people think of Shabbos as, what can't I do? We have to remember, there's a balance here. Shabbos isn't about Yira. Shabbos is about Yira and Ahava. I'm careful not to transgress, but I'm also careful to make it a day of joy. I'm also careful to make it a day where Chazal said, on Shabbos, you're not supposed to take the long cut, take the short cut. Take it easy. Why are you walking more? If you could make your trip shorter. So one of the halachas of Shabbos says that don't take the long route if you could take the short route. You're supposed to think of how to make your life easier on Shabbos, make it more pleasurable on Shabbos. It's one of the concepts of Shabbos. You're supposed to enjoy Shabbos. Couples are supposed to have their date night Shabbos night. You want to have another night during the week, fine. But Shabbos night, Friday night, is supposed to be date night. Yeah, halacha and shulchan aruch. You're supposed to try and focus your times, figure out when are you going to eat steak? Leave it for Friday night. Well, when are you going to have time and you're going to rest? Shabbos. Say, when are you going to eat and enjoy and go to shul and sing? The Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, Shabbos morning, davening is supposed to start later than the rest of the week. It's Allah and Shulchan Aruch. All too often we think of the Yira aspect of Shabbos. What can't I do on Shabbos? We have to know that the wholeness of Shabbos is the capacity to do both. To be careful from the prohibitions and at the same time, but also be very, very careful to do the things that show our love, our bond with Hashem, which is the joy of Shabbos. And so the Talmud tells us that whoever can unite these two concepts and have a balanced Shabbos the way he should, he gets the lot that was given to the forefather who represents that balance, and that is Yaakov Avinu, and there are no limits to his lot. We say in our prayer that Shabbos was blessed from all days and given sanctity from all times. Shabbos is unique in that it can unite these two concepts. Shabbos can unite these two concepts. That's that great level of wholeness, that level of Yaakov, the chosen of the forefathers. So what we see today? We saw a concept which I don't know to explain. I mean, I could give my own thoughts on the matter, but that would be my thoughts, and I'm not convinced that's what he means to say, so I'm not sure it's worth mentioning. He says that there is an aspect where sometimes the excess has to be gotten rid of, and that's the idea of Yishmael and Esav. Yishmael represents the excess of love, Esav represents the excess of fear, and then the child who represents the correct amount, that's Yitzchak and Yaakov, can come to the world. He said that the firstborn ordinarily is more representative of the parent, has more of the parent in him. And in the case of Yitzchak and Yaakov, that was not the case. And then he went on to explain the idea of Anochi and Lo Yi'alecha, that the two commandments that our whole faith revolves around, those two commandments came out at once, the concept of love and fear, the unification of these two concepts are both in the basic commandments that encompass the whole Torah. Hashem is one. And they're also in the Shabbos. The Shabbos represents that wholeness as well, because Shabbos also has these two commandments coming at it at once. The prohibitive nature, the proactive, the joy of Shabbos, the love and the fear, the balance of being able to do both, that's the wholeness of the Shabbos, and that's why it corresponds to Yaakov, who was the wholeness among the forefathers. He was the one who balanced those two traits. Sorry, I can't do better than that.